Blog Talk Radio.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that they just do little love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone.
We lock it down.
From white folks to Haitian, Boricua, Jamaican.
Our bond nation used it as a reference. My dialect is fly.
Let's give love a try.
Forever we still here.
Where you at? Dirty basement.
You already know when you hear that sound who it is and how it's going down. Mr. R-A-A-W for you. You know I had to add that little ad-lib to the end. And we got Purple Dread in the billions in the building. So we're going to make billions. This is the BFE show. That means it's Thursday. You know what I'm saying? So I'm in the cluttered corner and, you know, sisters in the kitchen doing what she's best. So we all under the umbrella of the Dirty Face. It's another Thursday. Glad to see that we're going to be able to do some things here. We're all having a good time and want to take a time out to say a couple of birthday shout-outs to a couple of people out there. I'm also going to do a little tribute to one of my mentors, a good brother of mine that 2 days ago made his ninth year of him passing untimely. So I'm going to do a tribute to Donald Blackman. If you don't know who he is, check him out, Google him. He's done a lot of work in a lot of stuff and behind the scenes and forefront. And I learned a lot from him. And, you know, I just want to dedicate to him, celebrate his life, show him some love. You know what I'm saying? If anybody calls in, I tried to reach out to his family, hoping that maybe they could get a to chime in. If not, they can listen to the show, you know, log on and check us out. You could check out the archives afterwards and be able to listen to it in your spare time. Always remember, if you miss the show, don't be mad. Just go to my page, MISTARAAW for you, and you'll see the date, 4/14/22. And then you can click on it, and it will play this episode for you after this episode is actually done. So, you know, sometimes you're doing a little cleaning, vacuuming, washing dishes, washing clothes, looking for mail, shredding mail, doing for things that you might have something that you could kill some time with. You could play the show and enjoy it. In between that time, I'm going to give you, I always look for a good poem. I'm definitely, I got a good blend out there, you know, old school blend, hip hop blend. I got a real good feel good song. I got a throwback Thursday song, a hip hop song, a Jamaican and Clear segment, instrumental thought. I try to squeeze as much as I can. Sometimes we have some good topics and some good conversation going on. I actually have something to talk about that I just realized just recently. I'm going to ask my sister, Purple Dread, you in the building? And I want to know if she knows about it. And it's crazy because now it got me skeptic about a lot of things, man. I don't know, boy. I don't know.
So, what you talking about, Mr. Dread,
you in the building?
Yeah. You know I'm in the kitchen.
You sound far away.
My phone acting up. Y'all forgive me, but I'm busy in the kitchen.
So you in the kitchen cooking stew when I'm in the studio, cooking up like it's in the kitchen. You know, I made a couple of new tracks. You know, got a couple of new tracks out there, and just waiting on your boy JP3 to slide through because you know he's talking about challenge, and the champ is here. We're going to see what happens. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hit up hit him up behind the scenes to see what happened with him and Priest and come on through and DJ Sincere and, you know, just come on and have a good time. But, you know, sis, I'm going to start this off. First, we're going to start off with a couple of birthday shout-outs because our beloved family, we had two birthdays and our friends and family, three birthdays with our friends and family for this week alone. This week alone, our first cousin, Shani, she celebrated her birthday on the 10th of April. And then I told you on the 11th, made 9 years that Donna Blackman passed. Then on the 12th is our beloved brother. We all got nicknames down to our moms. R.I.P. Silver Fox. She was Silver Fox. I'm Black Lion, Mr. Raw. We got Purple Dread, a.k.a. if you know her, you know her other name. And then our brother is called Wonder Mike. So, you know, big up to Wonder Mike. Big up to Shani. And then I got a good friend of mine, a childhood friend of mine, that's from my old block, named David, one of my oldest friends, Big Dave. His birthday was yesterday. So, you know, we celebrate a couple of birthdays, and then I'm pretty sure there's other people out there that know other people who got birthdays going on, too. So, you know, it's the season of the pleasing. We holler at everybody and celebrate birthdays. And we have a new addition to the family, the young prince, Elias, right? Is it Elias or Elias, right?
Elias,
young prince,
yeah.
Just joined the family, so his birthday was just last month also. So, you know, it's a lot of people that celebrate birthday every day. You know, when you really think about it, there's somebody born every day. Like, wow, every day there's somebody born. And then there's somebody who passed also. So, you know, that's the cycle of life. But we want to do a real quick happy birthday for them with the traditional Stevie Wonder. The calling lines are open, 563-999-3050. We're going to do what we got to do while we can do it. We're here at the BSE Show. Don't go nowhere.
Bring, or in peace, I hustle sing. Thanks to my
When you hear that sound, you know that's the call of the wild. Mr. R-A-A-W for you. Added on that attitude to the end. Y'all make sure y'all look me up. Check me out on Twitter, on Facebook, on IG, even on TikTok. You know what I'm saying? If you want to go far back, you can even go to MySpace. I got to go check and see, does that still exist? Man, I'm on Reverb Nation. I got something on SoundCloud. You know what? Thank God for social media that you can put your music out there during the time that you can run out there and do the things that we used to do. And from the day that we used to get ourselves CDs, make copies, walk the Ave, spitting live, as soon as I run up on somebody. I used to walk up on a crowd of people wherever I saw them. And I'd be like, yo, y'all smoking a cypher? What's going on? You know, speaking of cyphers, you know, shout out to my man Ben Buttons. He said, man, we got to do this, man. Mr. Roy, we got to get this cypher going on, man. Somebody got to call in, man, straight off the top of the dome. I don't care however it goes, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yo, we just got to get everybody to be on board. If everybody's on board, listen, we'll have a good time. I mean, there's some surprises out there when it comes to everybody being on board with the freestyle, because this is not the BSE show for nothing, because y'all all know about me, but the sister, you know, Purple Dread, get busy. Now, don't play around and get the freestyling, or I go get my stuff.
You know this, man.
You know what I'm saying? We don't want no trouble. You know what I'm saying? We don't want no trouble. But, sis, check this out. I was watching, you know, sometimes you watch YouTube and something interests you really quick and you grab onto it. I'm going to explain the whole story to you while I got time, because I got a little minute going on. I'm waiting to see some more calls calling in before I get into all of my stuff. I got my poetry. I got my music ready for you. But check this out. So I was watching YouTube, and one of my characters pop up. I watch this show on Netflix called Good Girls. And Good Girls, I like the show. It's about these mothers that get caught up because they need money, and they got caught up with the wrong person. They end up making fake money. First, they started robbing banks and doing other stuff, but then they started getting caught up in counterfeiting and all of that. So one of the stars of the show was on one of these talk shows. So I don't remember the guy's name. So he asked a question about something exotic to eat. And he said, well, would you eat guinea pigs? And she said she would try it. She said, I'll try guinea pig, but I wouldn't try nutria. So I'm like, nutria? What the hell is that? Because all I know is once, you know how sometimes you affiliate words with other words when you hear it? Once I hear nutria, I think of nutriment. You know what I'm saying? So I never heard of no nutria. So, of course, handy dandy, Google. I Google nutria, and it is an animal. It is in the rat species. Have you ever heard of that, Purple Dread? Nutria?
No, I never have, you know, Mr. Wrong.
Okay.
I never heard of that.
Now I went investigating it. I'm going to spell it so that when you go back, you guys, whoever's listening to this show later on, I'm going to spell it so that you can go check it out. N-U-T-R-I-A, Nutria, right? It's Nutria Rat. That's how they kind of put it. And they said it was in New Orleans, in that area. They had brought it out there to help with the vegetation in the swamp, but they got loose and breeded, and now they're an infestation. So now there's people out there, like you ever watch swamp people that go in the swamp and just get the alligators? Well, these guys do the same thing in the boats with the rifles, and they go shoot Nutria. So I always said this. I know this might gross a lot of people out, but I always said no matter what the animal is, if you skin it properly and clean it properly and season it and cook it, it's eatable. And a lot of times, it looks like your favorite food. So, you know, back in the days, it used to be like, oh, you know, Chinese people eat cat and rat and this and that and all that. And around the globe, they eat other things, dogs and this and that. And I've seen footage on different social medias, and people sent me stuff, and I investigated it myself, that they do. So, you know, it goes back to that saying, to each his own, because people have their preferences, and there are people who look at us and say, you eat chicken? You eat turkey? You eat goat? Oxtail? Cow? How could you do that? Those are the farm animals. They help us with our milk and our eggs and our this and our that. You're not supposed to eat them. So, you know, when we look at it, when we see people like we eat swamp possums and they eat armadillos and they eat our rabbit and they eat, and this Nutria is so huge. When they shot this Nutria and picked them up, it was as big as a dog. My God, that's a rat? What the hell is that? So the guy's like, oh, yeah, we're going to kill a couple of these Nutrias, and we're going to go on back and make us a gumbo. We're going to cook it up so you can see how it's going down. And I'm like, oh, man. So I'm watching it just for curiosity so that I know what to look out for. And when this guy, he didn't show the process of skinning it and such, but when it got to the point where he was putting it in the pot, it looked exactly, and I mean identical, to a chicken's quarter leg. It looked exactly like a chicken quarter leg. And he said it. He said, don't this look like a chicken quarter leg? You can't tell me that this ain't chicken. If I tell you, if I cook this up, you would never know the difference. And I'm like, oh, man. And now I understand more why people switch to being vegetarian, because, you know, the consumption of meat, and you don't know, you can be given anything. If nobody doesn't tell you, you can be given anything. I used to watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I used to watch that religiously every Friday. And when I got to realize that a lot of restaurants got an 80-20 mix, so it's not, when they put on the menu 100% beef, it's not 100% beef. They mix it with certain things, so you got to ask questions. Even when they give you turkey sausages, you got to look and see if it's encased in pork. So a lot of things that you got to do, you got to read, you got to investigate, and you got to look. Crazy, I never heard of this animal before, and I seen it. I saw them shoot it. I saw it alive. It looked like a big rat. And then I seen them skin it, cook it, and put it in a gumbo and cut it up and eat it like it was nothing. And I was like, wow. Wow. That is my rant for today. I don't know what else to tell you. And you know what? I think I saw that animal a like a couple of years ago in an African movie where the African guy was out in the swamp and he shot one, and the two little young boys ran up to him. They're like, oh, what are you going to do with that? And he's like, we're going to make dinner. And they were so excited. And I was like, is that a big rat that they're going to eat? Town, when they don't have no other way of eating whatever, that's what they're going to eat. And then when you think about it, these animals consume nothing but grass, nothing but weeds and vegetables. So in them, it's not as bad as what you would see a pig eat. A pig eats slop, eat old food, throwaways, all kind of stuff. And then people eat that. So when you see this animal only eats green and wheat, vegetables, like you know, protein type of things. And you look at it like, well, is it really as bad as what you see the pigs eat? I am going to be trying a few more different things nowadays. I'm looking into a detox. I'm starting a detox, y'all. I started it today, and I'm going to see how it works out. I'm going to jump on my bike after this, do 30 minutes again, another 30 minutes earlier today, start off a slow regimen, and get myself in order, stop eating after a certain time at night to see how it works out. You know what I'm saying? And gain this pandemic weight. I call it the damn-demic, this damn-demic weight. I just want to shed these things out. You know, shout out to one of my good friends that helped me out, and she pointed me in the right direction so that I could get a couple of things that I needed, and you know, I'm gonna try it. Nothing hurt but to try it. It can help you. You know, sometimes you gotta look holistically. You gotta try a few other things besides the prescription drugs that they give you that they want you to get hooked on. They want you to get hooked on it because there's no money in the cure. If you cure yourself, then that means you ain't gotta come back to them as much. But if you keep on following up with the certain pills or the certain things, and you know, it has an expiration date and a lifespan or whatever it may be, you got to go back and keep on dealing with these doctors. And that's how they stay employed. And they got the MD on their plates, and they're driving all the nice cars and all that. They're not going to tell you go to the herbal stores or go get a detox or go get a colonic and go get a, you know, they're not going to tell you these things automatically unless you have a personal relationship with them. And they can say, hey, let me give you a heads up. This is what you can do. Other than that, you're taking money out of their mouth and in their family's mouth. So it's understandable. It is understandable. So I'm going to give you my throwback of the day. This is my real good feel-good joint right here. And we'll be right back after this. The calling lines are still open, 563-999-3050. My man Bernard Wright, who is also a student of Donald Blackman. I met him. I had a conversation with him when I realized it was the same dude that made this song. This is one of my favorite songs. I can't get tired of listening to it. We'll be right back. Triple play, LL Cool J, triple play for that special someone out there who loves LL Cool J. We're going to do what we got to do. Mr. Mama Said Knock You Out, Licks Them Lips. LL Cool J, come on through for the people.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names. Then the thought occurred, teardrops made my eyes burn, cause I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that I'm never dishing up the raw deal, playing make-believe, pretending that I'm true. Holding in my laugh as I say that I love you, saying I'm more, kissing you on the ear, whispering I love you and I'll always be here. Although I often reminisce, I can't believe that I found a desire for true love floating around inside my soul, because my soul is cold. One half of me deserves to be this way till I'm old, but the other half needs affection and joy, and the warmth that is created by a girl and a boy. I need love.
So tell me how your tour is going.
Come on,
I've been watching you from afar.
Boy, come on now.
You're all a real man can need and ever has for, baby. This is love, girl. This is more than a crush. Yeah.
It was Harlem at the Rucker. I saw you with your man. Smiling, huh? A coach bag in your hand. I was laying in the coop with my hat turned back. We caught eyes for a moment, and that was that. So I skated off as you strolled off, looking at them legs, and they looked so soft. I gotta take it from your man, that's my mission. If his love has really got to handle competition, you only knew him 5 months.
That's right.
Besides, he drink too much and smoke too many butts. And I be working out every day thinking about you, looking at my own eyes in the rear view, catching flashbacks of our eye contact. Wish I could lay you on your stomach and caress your back. I would hold you in my arms and ease your fears. I can't believe it, I ain't had a crush in years. Hey, love.
LL in the building.
This
Queen.
Is from my number one.
I love you better, baby.
is hard to say. I wanna make sure I go about this in the right way. Cause lately I've been busy a lot, and I know you don't feel appreciated or whatnot. I used to tell you that your hair looked fly, kiss you slow and stare in your eyes. Now I talk real foul and slick, every other sentence is you make me sick. Back in the days I was your number one pick, now your heart's half broken and that's hard to fix. I had to dig deep inside myself, cause I can't see you bouncing with somebody else. It's a long journey back to the place we was, when I was too embarrassed to admit I was in love. And you was my good girl that wouldn't give it up, I can't let her self-destruct.
Baby, smile today, cause I've been imagining the ways I'm gonna love you better.
When I think about the things we did, and I think about you having my kids, and I think about us sharing a crib, losing all that, God forbid. You deserve flowers and candy, the simple things, in addition to the SLs, baguettes and rings. Instead, I walk around like I'm a king, and having you ain't nothing but a thing. I even stopped telling you the loving was good, too busy fronting in the hood. Baby girl, hold me tight, don't ever let go. I'ma do it real gentle, baby, nice and slow. One more chance, baby, and don't say no, cause I got another side to show. Some say love is painful, it helps you grow. Well, it's time for the pain to go, you know?
Baby, smile today, cause I've been imagining a way. I'm gonna love you better.
I love you better, baby.
Is the umbrella that we sit under. He's in the dirty basement, I'm in the cluttered corner, and Purple Dread is in the cooking kitchen. You know how we do it. It's the BSE show, another Thursday going out there. So peace and blessings and salutations to everybody who's tuning in. That was a triple play for LL Cool J's wife, you know what I'm saying? Hoping that she enjoyed that. And we were talking about a few things. I was shouting out some birthday shout-outs to so many more people. I even remember somebody else, my cousin, her birthday now, and she's all grown up on me now. I realize she's all married and with kids and everything, and I remember bringing her home from the hospital as a little girl, and I'm like, oh, my God, time has flown. Time is moving. Time stays still for no one. But on with the next and on with the next. So I was talking about this actual animal that I've discovered for the first time. The first time today, I've never heard of it. So, you know, excuse me if I'm naive to it because I never heard of it, but maybe a few of you have. And like I said, if I'm pronouncing it wrong, help me out. But I think it's nutria. Nutria. And like I said, I always affiliate words with words. So once I hear nutria, I think a nutrient or nutriment or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I never heard of this animal. I just stumbled across somebody talking about it on YouTube. So the person said, hey, would you eat guinea pig? And the person was like, yeah, I've tried guinea pig, but I won't eat nutria. So I'm like, nutria? Are they saying it right? So, of course, I Googled it. Of course, I went to see what it was. I am inquisitive. Yes, I'm human. Sometimes curiosity kills a cat, and I'm that lion. I ain't lying. I'm black lion. But I wanted to find out what it was. So I investigated it, and then I seen that it was some animal in the species of rat. But it was so huge, the biggest I've ever seen. It was the size of a dog. And it was in the swamps out in New Orleans. And, like, you know, I've caught myself watching swamp people before in the bayou. And they the way they talk, and they went and go kill the alligators and stuff like that. Well, they have a set of people that goes around in these boats with the rifles, looking for this thing called nutria, shooting it, and then come to find out they go back and they freaking see it and, you know, skin it and season it and cook it. And I was like, woo, that was something for me. That was just a bit much. But if anybody knows about that animal, you know, holler at me. Let me know, because I, you know, this, I don't know everything. And learning things brand new, I'm open to it. You know, this is the first time I'm thinking I've seen one before in a movie, but this time I really went as far as to Google and watch a few videos, seeing the process of them shooting it and picking it up, and then the guy skinning it and cooking it, and it looking exactly like chicken, exactly like a quarter leg. And I'm like, uh-uh, man, if you didn't tell me no different and just brought it over to me, I would have been like, when you going to cook that? So it's like, you got to ask questions. You got to be careful. You don't even know what's being passed off as something else. Well, I see I got somebody got their hand raised over here. I think I know who this is. My boy down there, my bro. Ben Button, what's going on with you,
bro? What up with you? Doing the damn
what's
thing. I got to go see my princess, fresh off the clock.
Nothing
I don't know
that.
Nothing about Nutria. I don't know what that is. I never heard of it. I have no idea what it looks like. I never even could even imagine.
Yo, bro, you and me both, like, put it like this. Yesterday when we spoke, both of us didn't know what Nutria is. I just heard it 30 minutes before my show, and I said, let me just make that part of the conversation because it was something I've never heard of. And I did my little homework and investigated it and seen what it was, and I was like, damn, wow. You know, so, like I said, there's other parts of the world who look at us like we're the weird people because we eat chicken, turkey, goat, and cow. So, you know, they're like, well, you don't eat dog or you don't eat cat, you don't eat rat, you don't eat possum, you don't eat rabbit, you don't eat, you know, certain things we don't eat and certain other people do eat, you know, around the globe. And I guess, you know, that's just the way things are. But like I said it many times before, you could take any animal down to even human animal, if you want to call human an animal. You skin it, you clean it properly, and you season it up and cook it, it's eatable. It's eatable, and people have done it. I've heard of it. I've seen it, you know, and YouTube is now the most epicenter of the globe. There's nothing you can't type in that will not pop up on YouTube. If it doesn't pop up on YouTube, then you're going to be the first to put it out there, call yourself lucky because I've never seen it. I've learned so many things from YouTube. But what's going on with you in your area, bro? I was talking about the freestyle thing earlier. You know, I'm going to keep talking about it throughout the day. You know, I'm trying to reach out to a couple of more MCs out there. I hit up my man Tony Two. I try to hit up my man KV, my man V Caliber, my man Diane Lansky, my man Two Face. You know, I got a few dudes, man. Periodically, I'm going to be hitting them up behind the scenes and see who want to indulge. You know what I'm saying? See who want to indulge.
You know, that's all I do is this rap shit. I done gave up, like, a lot of other shit just so I could focus on this, you know what I'm saying? And, the shit's crazy because I don't want to do, you know what I'm saying, what them other people be doing. All that industry madness, I don't really give a fuck about that shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do what makes me happy. You feel me?
Definitely. Definitely. And I mean, I understand that. I'm on the same plateau with you. I love music to that extent. You know, I mean, some people say, well, they would want to say it's your hobby. I look at it a little more than a hobby, but you know, at the same token, I just have love for it. When you're compassionate, you got love for something. You know, I love to play pool. Whether I make a dime off of playing pool, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it does not. But I still love playing pool. There's a few things that I love. I love basketball, you know. I love strong men competition. I love battle rap. Me and Sincere, we battle rappers, but we into it. You know what I'm saying? The girls how it stepped up the game and the tag team battle rap. I was loving that, you know, and how you know how battle rap changed the whole aspect of rapping, rhyming, and it shows the endurance. It is a sport. You had to be a gladiator to remember all those verses, to be able to not repeat yourself and use the same punchline twice and battle maybe two or three times within a 1-2 month span. So it's really out there. You know, if it's something that you love, I want to call it maybe a little bit more than a hobby. Some people call it a hobby. I want to say it's a little bit more than a hobby. You have a
lifestyle.
Love for it.
It's a straight lifestyle.
You know, you're passionate for it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. You know what I mean?
Rapping
nothing
is what
wrong
you
with
do. It. All that other stuff is, you know what I'm saying? That's a little different, you know?
Bro, everything affiliated to hip-hop, I tried to do it. I tell people all the time, it's funny, I said the only thing that I did not do was spin on my back. I didn't do that. I was a breakdancer and a spider, but I never spent on my back. No, so that's the only thing. Everything else, the beatboxing, the beating on the table, the graffiti drawing, the outfits. The only thing, tattoos. I never had no tattoos. But other than that, I mean, the dress code, the lingo, the you know, I tried to do everything that I thought that was as far as part of the culture.
Saying, well, though, with you bringing up the whole graffiti thing, I mean, you know, what's the deal with, you know, with Scopic?
I haven't tagged that up for so long, man. I would have to sit down and I would wanna see if I can manipulate a new shape of it or a new type of, you know, I got time now. I got time. I wanna do some things. I used to be heavily into poetry. I'm gonna go back into that too. Take some time out and balance out my time by doing a couple of those things at the same token. You know, I have a love, because you can't focus on one thing for too long and you won't get your best out of it all the time.
Yeah, you got to give your brain a rest.
You got to pull away from it a little bit. Pull away from it a little bit and then reapproach it. And you always will be able to do something that's creative. You know what I'm saying?
I bring up the whole graffiti thing, though, because, I mean, you know, you done did it like all kinds of other stuff on the show, but, you know what I'm saying, the graffiti or maybe breakdancing. Let me see you bust a move, yo. That'd be something else
to
talk about,
bro.
You know?
I used to be waving. I used to, you know, Pop-O-Matic. They used to call me Pop-O-Matic. I tell you, bro.
Man, you just, I'm trying to focus on that right now, you know what I mean? That's what
it
bro. Is right there.
I did it. I ain't going to lie to you. I did it, bro. It's funny that you said it.
I'm trying to venture off into the whole video shoot. Like, I want to get nice with video editing and all that type stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
I agree with you.
We start bringing that old school hip hop stuff to today's world, though. You know, I mean, a lot of people would be like a straight mess. Are we talking about from a video aspect there? You know, they
definitely
say if you were to put Busta Rhymes on and like just turn the volume down, like, you know, you'd be buzzing just watching them move around because of his energy. DMX is another one. You know what I'm saying? You don't really have to hear what they're saying. You can just watch these guys and get excited, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
They say DMX, he got no backup hands, he got no hype hand, he don't got none of this crazy. He still tear down whole coliseums, you know?
Yeah.
Like a lot of dudes
and
are
now,
afraid to go after DMX.
Now that I got you on the line, it's a good time for me to do my throwback hip-hop joint. And it's funny because this record right here, I want to tell you, I might even almost had four of them. You know, when Sincere can jump in when he comes through, he can attest to the fact that certain records, you would scratch a point of the record so much that it would fade out and you got to go get another record. you couldn't even use the record no more. And this was one of those records. This right here, I had four of these, the albums, matter of fact. This is a throwback right now. I can't remember the year, but tell me if you can remember what you were doing when you first heard this. The call-in lines are still open, 563-999-3050. Purple Jazz in the kitchen cooking it up. I'm in the cluttered corner. Sincere's in the dirty basement. You know what I'm saying? Ben Button is wherever you at, bro. I don't even know where you at right now.
I'm online now. That's what it is. I'm online, you know what I mean?
There you go. All right, we'll be right back.
Now.
We'll be right back.
The days when I was walking and talking, doing what I gotta do,
doing what we wanna do.
Offer to my walkers on mission.
Why?
Cause the brothers that I knew with the rhymes drove by. Only nights and the days looking down the road, seeing beautiful girls with the carloads. Yeah, 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 they are screaming, wish I had a little ride of my own. But since I don't, that is my sob story. My missions will continue as I keep on stalking. The stamina was dying from the constant walking. Right before the moment, I began to call to my man Brittle, who had a sunroof and all. I thought he would have noticed my dying, but I yelled his name in your beat and kept driving. Now in my heart it grew a big hole, cause my little toe started rubbing on my insole. It was a fidgety burn, and then I said, wait, I got pride, it's time to get my own ride.
Word.
I came up with the scheme and got paid. I had no other choice but going down to the train. When I got my chance, bro, I got kinda stingy up, cause I got my cherry past five. Now I'm feeling good cause I'm off my feet. Many little squad of dogs running out from the street and I'm saying, my name is Serena,
my name is Buster.
My name is Tonya.
My name is Buster.
My name is Diana.
My name is Buster.
And what do you take me for? The little local pushover. No shame in my game, cause that's how I got this. And when I return the favor, everybody gets pissed. And now I am the man, fielding all the glory. And when you ride down and gone, just remember that.
I know you and you know me. I know you.
Chill. to the size of the PMG. But you should keep quiet while the MC rap. I just be tired, then go take a nap. Stay awake and watch the show I take, because right now I'm about to shake and bake. D-R-I-C-K is my name, my spell. Things to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC, we talking all that junk about who can be who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for mine. Say check 1-2, 1-2, and run down line.
To the average MC, I'm known as the Terminator, the funky, the maker, Blue Jack Terminator. Destroying a ploy when you're rhyming, a boy. Never sweating your girl, why pay? Cause she's a sweet joy. When I'm on the scene, I'm on the rock spot. I grab the deal with the crown on top. In the beginning, I like to let my rhymes flow. And at 12, I press cruise control. Sit back and relax.
I'm the king of rap. There is none higher. Sucker MCs should call me sire. To burn my kingdom, you must choose fire. I won't stop rocking till I retire.
Now we rock the party. It's come correct. All cut to on time. And rhyme connect. Got the right to vote. And we'll elect. And other rappers can't stand us, but give us respect.
Magnificent. The queen.
vanilla? Or do I want a taste of chocolate? I want something different. I want something slamming. What's the slamming flavor out this one? Let's see. Yo, Black. What flavor are you?
Listen. For a second, I reckon, I got you double checking. Then again, when to your needs did I beckon? Hold me only if you wanna get naked. Play me for the crowd only if you wanna wreck it. The name is Dread, like silk I get slick. Drop rhymes like a bass head, big flicks. Constantly. Yes, it's me, D-R-E-S. So yes, I guess unless you're best.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Kit Kat Club is proud to present something new, something different. Will you please give a warm welcome for the rhythm, rhythm, rhythm.
Well, I came here for something funky to happen. It's just Christmas because everybody's rapping. Prepare to get sparked by the song that I sing. Know my name is Martin Luther, but I'm considered the king. Yo, my beats pumped by the mic I clamp. I don't need an amplifier. My brain is the amp. I got the beat to make you tingle, make your body mingle. Like you got the fever for the flavor of a Pringle. We got say not so. I'm just like Picasso, a pioneer. I am here. Ask me how I got so fly. And the chance I can give them a new beginning. Stevie-O and my dope rhythm. I felt the Lord Master give a mental haul. My soul chief belief is that it's wrong. My beat's pump, so let it grab ya. I got a trick, but my name ain't Alibaba. So open sesame, never heard the best of me. Bet you all the people in the place, I bet you the recipe. That it's a new beginning, my name Kwame. And if you didn't know, I can tell you that I'm a Melaku brother, slicker than oil. Rap gets so hot, it makes the spit boil. The rhythm.
Oh, check it out.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Oh. I like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Now for
to all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies? The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me.
What?
The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these homies Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the epa secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it.
Talk about Jews, do you fool? Listen to music or do you just skim through it? See, I'm influenced by the ghetto you ruined. The same dude you gave nothing, I made something doing what I do through and through, and I give you the news with a twist of just his ghetto point of view. The renegade, you've been afraid. I penetrate pop culture, bring them a lot closer to the block where they pop toasters and they live with their moms. Got drop roasters from botch robberies, niggas crotched over. Mommy's knocked up cause she wasn't watched over. Knocked down by some clown when child support knocked. No, he's not around. Now how that sound till you jot it down? I bring you through the ghetto without riding around. Hiding down, ducking strays from frustrated youth stuck in they ways. Just read a magazine that fucked up my day. How you rate music that thugs with nothing relate to it? I help them see they way through it, not you. Can't step in my pants, can't walk in my shoes. Bet everything you're worth, you lose your tie and your shirt.
I'm in a position to talk to these kids in
the B-S-E.
Show, show.
You.
Already know when you hear that sound, who it is and how it's going down. Mr. R-A-A-W for you. I gave you a nice little medley right there, nice little medley to show you all the things that we were doing.
Neither of us were allowed to leave like 4 days.
Got too much going on back there. Are you still there, Ben Bun?
Of course I am. What's good with you? I got my princess here with me. Hold on a second. Say hello. Oh, now she's shy. Tell the man to say hello. What's up? We over here doing family issues, you know what I'm saying?
Did you like that medley? Did you like that medley I sent there for you?
I don't think I was around for that time. You know, that was a little bit, you know what I'm saying, pre to what I'm used to, you know. I'm from the Dre and Snoop days, you know, and I come across different stuff that, you know, I get excited about, and that's how I venture back into the 80s, you feel me?
So I gave you a little bit of a mixture, a little bit of a mixture. Hold on, I got some more people on the line calling in. Been chilling for a while. Who's in the building? Yes, East York trying to get out of medley. What's going on with the medley? How'd you like it?
What's going on, Mr. Raw?
What's going on? What's going on in the dirty basement?
It's all good. It's all good, man. Yeah, you was definitely digging, man. You was definitely going in. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know what I'm saying? Definitely had a lot of joints. Had some salt and pepper joints in there. I heard some Dos Effects in there, Leaders of the New School. Run DMC was in there. You had the Fat Boys in there. You had a lot of stuff.
I was trying to let Ben Button see the evolution of rap that's where I was, and I could remember what I was doing out of high school, and then I used to go to the Coliseum, and I to be in the Coliseum with Shirt King when they was making his shirts. I met Biz Markie over there. I see LL Cool J over there. DJ Vaughn, Big Daddy Kane, those things, they spark memory. And I seen Salt and Pepper, they were from Queens. LL Cool J had family in my neighborhood. So it was like it brought back where I fell in love with hip-hop, where I said to myself, they had a way of expressing themselves that I felt common with, that was like, wow, I can relate. And
right.
Speaking my language, you know, a lot of times people always relate the most to when they see the mirror, when they see themselves in that person. That's why things resonate to them a little more. So if it's like, well, man, I had dreads, so I felt like Busta Rhymes was a dude like me. He had dreads, or other people who had a baldy, or who wore glasses, or who had a beard. You know, so it's like people can relate to what they see and what they hear, or their stories, and, you know, it feels like something that they embrace a lot, you know? But did you hear about the animal that I was talking about? Have you ever heard of that animal?
I have heard that before. So when you was, you know, talking about it, I was like, yeah, I kind of know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? I do. And you know, people from different parts of the country, man, especially if you live, I guess, especially if you live, you know, I mean, because I ain't going to lie, all right? If you talk to some of the, I mean, and this goes across the board for everybody. If you talk to some of the old folks in your family, they will tell you some of the shit that they used to eat that you would not eat. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people are like the older folks in my family have talked about, you know, eating fucking raccoons and possums and shit. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, that's too much for me, bro.
I can't. Yeah, I know. I can't mess with you. I can't mess with you. When it comes to that, they out on their own with that one. You know what I'm saying? If I'm out in the swamp or the bayou with them niggas, all I'm eating is nuts and berries and tree bark. That's it.
You better believe it, bro. I am vegetarian instantaneously. I am a nut tree bark man instantaneously. Yes, you are correct about that. Well, I'm going to get ready to slide into a medley, a tribute to Donald Blackman. 2 days ago, made 9 years to his untimely passing. And I just wanted to celebrate his life and play a couple of joints that I got, an exclusive that was never heard by nobody, that I produced with him. Going to a little medley of a few things. And if you never heard of Donald Blackman, go check him out. DonBlackman or MON. Sometimes you get it one way or you get it another. He has been behind a lot of music. You know, one of the first things he taught me when I got with him, he's like, it's all about your track record. He said, you can be the illest at this and the illest at that. Who did you work with? What did you do? What's your track record? And then leading on, even messing with Sincere, you can go back and Google me. You can check out things that I've done in the past, this and that. So it's all about your track record. things that you've already been affiliated with that can show your line of work, that can prove to somebody that, yeah, that is exactly what I'm talking about. Oh, hold on a second, Cynthia. I see somebody else raise my hand. I think I know who this is right here. Who we got on the line? BSE Show. Are you in the building?
Hey, what's up, Mr. Raw? What's up with everybody, man? This is your boy KV, man, out here in Portland, Oregon, man. You know, just tuning in, checking out the vibe. It's always a lovely vibe. It's lovely to hear DJ Sincere come in. Buttons, what's going on, man? Purple Dreads, what's cracking, y'all? Shit, I'm just out here in Portland, Oregon, man, where it's, man, it's been snowing around this motherfucker, man. It's been snow one day, rain the next, sunshine the same day. Yesterday, it rained, snow, and sunshine. I don't know what's going on.
All in one day? Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, this is my man. This is my man KV from Portland, Oregon, a.k.a. Strange. Next week, we're going to have a good conversation because my show is the day after 420. So I expect to see you if you're conscious. I mean, I don't know. You might smoke yourself into a frenzy, boy.
Bro.
You might get medicated,
I'm so glad.
Dominated, and motivated. So 420
Bro.
Is next Wednesday. So my show is the next day after. And if you're calling in, I want you to tell us what strain you is dealing with, what you got going on, how did you spend your this year, everybody. I am going to indulge in some 420 and get myself involved. I got my purple shirt over there. I'm going to get myself, you know, Ben Buttons already does that. You know what I'm saying? You know, hey, listen, it's herb, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's grown from out of the growth of the dirt of the world. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to see what's going on. So I can join y'all with this 420 celebration. You know what I'm saying? Last year we had a good time. I want to have a good time this year. You know, that's exactly where I want to take it. But before I do this Don Blackman medley tribute, I want to get into today's poem. And while I'm talking, looking for it. I had it right here, where it's out of my city. You know, this is live radio. You know what I'm saying? You gotta, where's the go? Well, sometimes it's in front of you. You gotta, I hope it didn't front on me. Oh, it might have front on me. What do you do when that happens to you, Cynthia? With the actual thing, I know I put it in here, but it's not here. I don't know. I'm going to try to look for it while I do this Donald Black medley of a few songs that I've done with him. He's done, and I got one that's never heard. I'm gonna wait till the end of the show to play that one. But we'll be right back. The call-in lines are open. Don't go nowhere. 563-999-3050. Thank you to the 856, the 917, the 503, the 706, 786, 754s. Appreciate it. I appreciate y'all tuning in, coming over, and giving your boy some love. We're going to start it off with, let's see what we're going to start it off with. I got a lot of stuff going on right here. I'm going to start it off with the commercial that he helped me get. I went with him to do a Gatorade voiceover commercial. Don't remember the actual year, but I was there and it was good chemistry and we was joking around, having a good time, and they wanted a Jamaican accent. And the person that they were using, I was making a face like, that didn't sound right. So he asked me like, yo, you do it. And then I got into the commercial. So that was like my debut doing a Gatorade commercial. They sent you learning about residuals, when they send you the invoice to tell you what part of the world played the commercials, you know, and I actually heard it on the radio. I was like, wow. So this is a Jack and the Beanstalk Gatorade theme. I'm Jack. And my man, Donald Blackman, is the giant, the one that's going to be playing me for some Gatorade. and then we're going to take it from there. Enjoy, everybody.
To sell the family cow. When he came back with three beans and a case of Gatorade Thirst Quencher, his mother dissed him and threw the beans out the window. The next day, a giant beanstalk grew, so Jack took his Gatorade to see what was up.
Be-bye-bo-bye. I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Come on, I'm from the island. Let's see what you got. They played a serious one-on-one, and Jack stomped him.
Double or nothing for the golden goose?
No problem. Jack didn't front and returned with the golden goose for his mother's nest egg. So remember, always bring your Gatorade because you never know when it's going to be your big game. Hey, life is a sport. Drink it up.
we're always getting high on life. So you say you want to play, we're having laughs and fun all day. Won't you try and do all the things that's good for you?
That was a mini concert of my man Donald Blackman, rest in peace, man, a king out of Queens, repping by any means. It was my mentor, dude that I really, for learning a lot of the industry, being exposed to meeting people. He used to play in the band. If you used to watch New York Undercover, every time they had guests on, they went to the same club and they had a band with the celebrity performing. He was in the back of the band. He took me to the set of New York Undercover where I met Malik Yoba, the Spanish guy, Michael, and I met Voice to Men, Keith Sweat, Lauryn Hill. I did a video with her and then he ended up losing it. But he exposed me to meeting M2ME. Meeting a lot of people, man, a lot of people throughout the years that I dealt with him, talking to Marcus Miller, talking to Bernard Wright, Mario Melvin Van Peebles, Mario Van Peebles' father. I met a lot of people through him, and I'm thankful that I got the opportunity to do the commercial with him. We did jingles together, Tonka Toys and other things, Burger King and things of that sort. I can imagine what we would have done if he was still here. So, you know, it's something that I always look into. He also even put my brother Wonder Mike. Like I said, it's his birthday the day after. He put him on one of the songs. So, you know, I definitely wanted to shout him out and just show his talent and, you know, Google him. He has a lot of stuff that he did behind the scenes. I even talked to, oh, my God, the spaceship with the green hair. What's his name? The mothership, George Clinton? Is that it? George Clinton? I think that's it. The mothership, the funk guy, too, George Clinton. And I'll tell you, I had a great opportunity.
That's big.
He exposed me to a lot of things, and I was thankful that I had that opportunity, that knowledge. You know, he taught me how to put the music in the pocket. You know, that really, you know, I met Ray Chu and the crew from the Apollo. I'm trying to remember all the people I met. You know, so many people that when he took me to events with him, and you know, it was funny because I went there with him, like, you know, that was my dude. But people were like, "Wow, Donald Blackman," and I was like, "Okay, you know, I guess I wasn't impressed by it." But later on, I seen and got to understand what people were seeing in him, you know, a lot of people. So definitely rest in peace, my man. I'll probably do another little medley in September when his birthday, September 1st. So I'll do another medley then. But I always remember those 2 days, the day he was born and the day he went back to the essence. And just thank him for all the things that he's done for me and so many other people. You know, I was trying to get one of his kids to call in, chime in. Maybe I'll set it up for September like that. But, yeah, I'm looking for my poem now because I had that little medley I was going on in there. And the poem I wanted to play for you, it's funny because we all can relate to this. We all can relate to this because it makes so much sense. And sometimes I say to myself, what will we do without having it around? Technology. What will we do without technology? You know, today's poem, BSE Show. Calling lines are still open, 563-999-3050. Purple Dread, check it out. Listen.
Technology. Technology. It's like the tick-tock of a clock, a never-ending stopwatch stuck on lock, a never-ending walk, and a never-ending talk. In the 20th century, we send our emotions as a bunch of emojis. We're spending our time looking at a bunch of stupid screens ever since we're 15, but someday, not before long, the things we call phones will be the next greatest thing gone wrong. We're stuck in a generation of phones as if we're stuck in a booming cyclone. Why do we limit ourselves to only 140 characters and 6-second videos, overflowing with selfies in our camera rolls while not taking pictures of the things changing all around us? We walk around in a world where there are smartphones but dumb people. We flick our phones to catch personal moments and watch on the screens of our phones, but we forget to live in the moment. These phones you see are devices of destruction and a whole lot of manipulation. They're like a magnet induction pulling everyone to destruction. By 2025, our generation will make up the majority of the workforce. Are we even ready for this? A bunch of computer addicts, video game addicts, cell phone addicts, and I'm just trying to depict the life in a game. You can't just restart, do over, or autocorrect. I miss the days when blackberries and apples were just fruits. I miss the days when I referred to oneself. Technology is taking over our lives. Why is it that when our phones fall, we get a heart attack to rush to see if it's all right, but when we see a bird nest on the ground, it's the complete opposite? Simply notice that humanity is ignoring this gift from reality, but for how long? Want to wait past wrong? We're being sucked into a world where we're locking ourselves behind our screens and isolating our voices, but we have a choice, you see. Because of technology, more friendships have been broken than screens on phones. Because of technology, self-worth is measured by the amounts of followers and likes. Because of technology, the world we live in is crying just as humanity itself is dying. There's a veil over our eyes, so open your eyes and see that the world has more to offer. Open your eyes and see that the world is so much better without the filters and Photoshop. We start saying bye eye to eye since our eyes aren't glued to the screens. Our conversations are face to face now instead of screen to screen. They say technology connects us, yet it has disconnected the most of us. We feel so lonely, so we use technology for a sense of inclusion, but is anyone even listening on the other side? Do you want to be that person who lets life pass them by and when their heart's taking its last beat have nothing but regrets? Don't you want to look back on life in your last few minutes and say, yeah, I lived a good one? Just imagine for a minute, or maybe even a second, how much better the world would be moving on. Just put your phone in front of you. Take a minute and look at it. What do you see? A piece of plastic, some glass, and a bunch of wiring? No. You see life, right? You give it more love than you would give blood and flesh. What I'm saying, I know some will deny, but I still try, for I am still humane. We have a set number of days. Don't waste them looking down at a dumb invention.
B-S-E.
Show. Show.
You.
You know
wow.
That right.
Wow, Mr. Raw.
I always.
That right there.
I do my little research, y'all. I do my little research. I do my little research on poetry because I like it to reflect. I like to hear people's, you know, what their take over it. And when I listen to it, I was like, wow, you know? And, you know, funny enough, we're all using it right now to be online to partake in this venture that we're all listening to. And if any one of us would leave it at home and get halfway to work, we would turn back around to go get it. You know, it's weird because I think I found myself doing that before. You know, I utilize my phone, especially now that I have appointments and trying to remember things, and I don't even write down on my pad like I used to write down my rap on the pad. I have like 9 books, but now I use the notes in my tablet, and I put down the dates for birthdays or to remind me to call Purple Dread or remind me to go check on something for Sincere or remind me to holler at Ben Buttons or go call TT or check on KB. We utilize this phone thing. It's really important to us. And they said sometimes you would pay more attention to the phone than you blood, sweat, and tears. I was just like, some of the stuff, I mean, it's true. All I want to say is, like, what's next? I don't want to think about it in that fact. Like, the phones are so important to us now. What could overtake the phone as being more important to us? Anybody?
When it turned to 6G.
6G? What the hell is that?
Upgrade from 5G. That's all it is. upgraded. It just keeps getting higher and higher. That shit is crazy.
When it can smoke for you, when it can help you with your strain, that's what it's going to be serious.
And guess what? Siri, she be listening even though you don't talk to her. She listening.
Oh, Siri is smart.
Cut her off.
Siri is smart.
Siri be
Siri
running things.
Smart. Siri is smart. She'll answer. Yo, it's weird because I asked her something, and this part's going to have to start cracking up. Listen to this. I asked her something, and she replied to me, I'm okay. Mister. And I was like, what? Like, wait a minute. Did she say Mister as in Mr. Ross? Or she was saying Mister as in plural? Because I'm like, no, hell no. Hell no. and the algorithm is serious. It's a serious thing, y'all.
Yeah.
The algorithm is serious because it keeps everything in line for you, and it makes sure that you're happy. It gives you all the things that you are looking
for.
So you're happy. That's what it does. It
quit taking y'all. You're right for taking my weed. Y'all got good weed. Y'all just stop coming here and taking my weed, man. Nah, man. Don't come in here and take my weed.
I got to put y'all back on mute. I'm about to look for my blend of the day. My blend of the day. I got a blend of the day. Let me see. Where is my blend of the day? Number six. Here we go again. I know I loaded it, and where is it? Where are you hiding? What is going on? This thing, Blog Talk Radio, be messing with me, man, because I know I loaded it, and then now that I'm looking for it, I do not see it. I do not see it. Well, I'm going to play something that says blend, and it says get high. So seeing how I got Strains on the line, and I got Sis here on the line, Ben Buns on the line, and Purple Dread, we'll be right back.
Take the steering wheel and kick your feet out the window and fire up these trees and let your toes for the wind blow. You need a bite to eat? We'll hit up the montage, a really nice spot where we won't need a sonorize. A candlelight dinner for the late night and a nightcap, baby, it's whatever you like. You see, I'm glad you came to kick it and did yourself a favor. Plus, I'm digging the fact that she ain't scared of a player. Now, baby, got herself a real player partner. And it don't matter what them haters think of player. Gotcha, yes, I knocked you right up out of here. But the truth is, you wanted to kick it with a player. Let's go and kick it then and blow some trees all in the wind. The game plan is me and you planning to win. She say she wanna kick it and get up out of here. She wants to ride by my side and kick her feet in the air. No, she ain't scared of a player, and I like that there. See, I'm just trying to make some time to shine, and we can hear. Yeah, baby, come and kick it with me.
Come kick it.
Oh yeah, you can kick it with me.
Yes, you can.
Found it.
You know you want my love, baby.
You got me twisted.
got me twisted over you.
I know I got,
what you need right here, baby.
So what you wanna do?
Help me out.
To me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want, you know I got it. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. As long as you want, you know I got it.
Baby,
Blender's Dead. I'm glad that I did get to find it in time, you know, because I was looking for it and I had to reload it. But, you know, Blog Talk give you a headache sometimes and trying to make you go harder than you need to go. But it worked out to our event. That was Blend DJ. I can't even remember his name at the moment. I need to investigate that so I can let you guys know. But I am coming to the 19 point of the day, 19 minutes left and 30-something seconds, so we're going to be squeezing in a few more things. We're just making it clear, a little segment, and I got a Mr. Raw Vault, some taking a song out of the vault that I did with somebody, produced for somebody, or I was on it myself, and I got a track I was expecting JP3 to come through, because he was talking about this this versus battle, you know, and I was like, okay, JP, you know, he was like, every week we got to bring something to the table and come up with some music, and I'm like, okay, I can dig it, you know what I'm saying? I'll bring something. I got something I can bring anytime you're ready. It's been maybe 3 weeks now. So I've been bringing something every week, and I'm waiting for him to come up with, you know, his venture, his offering. I'm waiting to have his offering to it so that we can get this thing going, so we can build it up, so we can get everybody involved. You know, I want Sincere to be instrumental in this, like the referee or what was Michael Buffer or whoever it is. so that we could actually have fun with it. But until he starts bringing me some more music, I'm going to be putting stuff in the air just so everybody can hear it. But this is one of my favorite actual producers, too. His name is Ayatollah. I had the pleasure of meeting him through another comrade of me and DJ Sincere, you know, another mentor of mine, L. Ron, amazing, a dude that got me started in certain things, too, and I learned quite a bit of things from him. Also, which he is a good producer in his own right, too, DJ, too. He taught me some tricks of the trade, and he's real good with the electronics and the wiring. And all, you know, he's a MacGyver. He is a black MacGyver. I've seen him make coffins for his turntables out of, what is that green thing called? Sincere, you remember that coffin he made for the 1200s?
I remember that old coffin he used to have, that old, it was just like, it didn't even have no lid to it. I remember that. Yeah, but no doubt, you know what I'm saying? I think he had it covered with that fake grass.
Yeah, fake grass, yes. The green asphalt, the green grass. Yeah, but I remember carrying that with him, boy. And yeah, I'm telling you, these DJs now, a laptop, a little mixer.
They will never understand the struggle. All right, I ain't going to keep it too long because I know you got to squeeze in a couple things. But real quick, I was talking to one of my dudes, big shout out to my dude Pete. And it's like back in the days, being a DJ meant that, first of all, we used to carry like crazy records. I mean, I literally used to carry around like 20 crates of records with me. All right, so you got 20 crates of records, plus you got all this other stuff that you got to carry with you to the party, all these big speakers and all this other stuff that you got to carry. You become an expert at how to fit all that shit in the truck. You become an expert at how to pack and, you know, turn it the other way, turn it this way, turn it. You become an expert at how to fit all that shit in the truck and be able to get to the party in one piece. Yeah, y'all will never understand the struggle.
At all, man, because there was no such thing as a backpack and just you by yourself. You had to bring nothing less than three people. Because two people would do it, but at the same token, nothing less than three people you want to bring with you. You know what I'm saying? And they had to carry records, and then they had to pass you records, and they had to know music. You had to know music.
I've done it by myself sometimes, Mr. Roy. I've done it by myself sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, you'll have all the help in the world at the beginning of the night, all right? When it's time to go to the party, everybody hype for the party, you have all the help in the world. But at the end of the night, it's a whole different story. Everybody tired, everybody drunk, you know what I'm saying? Who got to drive their auntie to the train station? You ain't got the help you had at the beginning of the night.
True indeed. Well, you know, those days, man, I tell you, it used to be cool, though. Just being a side by, you know what? You know, just being a sidekick for the DJ sometimes helped you with the girls, too. You know what I'm saying? It was a cool thing. It was always a cool thing, man. You new DJs have not a clue if a record breaks on you, what you're going to do. I took L. Ron to New York City for an audition for something, and his Serato record broke. And that was early when Serato was one of the first programs of doing the vinyl without you having to change vinyls. And he had to run blocks. Sam Ash, get a new record and run back for the audition. And I'm telling you, I remember it like it was nothing. One day I got to pull Aaron and get him on this line so we could chop it up. We got a lot of memories in here. I met a lot of people through him, too, man. I appreciate it. But this right here is Ayatollah right here. This one's called Hampstead Incident, one of my joints that I like that he produced. Tola. We'll be right back. VSE show, the calling lines are still open. 563-999-3050. Press that number one button. You want to say something? We still have about 13 minutes left. Yeah, 12 minutes left. Yeah, we can do some things. Holla at me.
Yo, this track right here is called Hampstead Incident.
One of Mr. Raw's vaults. I got a joint that I produced. This dude named Ox, Ox L Gang. He's out of Laurelton. He's doing some big things. Got some things coming up in the near future. Some going no music, some new stuff going on. But before I do that, I'm going to tell you what's going on still. You know, for tomorrow, we got Priest with the Listening Room, DC, from 6 to 8 p.m. Same telephone number. Same website. Check him out. He's playing some things. All you producers, man, if you're looking for some joints that you might be able to sample, man, check out his show. Listen to it and pay attention, man. You might find a couple of jewels. And then on Saturday, Dirty Basement University is back with yours truly and Jay Sincere as the professors, giving you some things. And hopefully we got some going on and some going knows. I mean, Sincere, tell us what we got planned for Saturday. How's it looking?
We got some things that I talked about.
Sincere, you there? You're breaking up on me.
Okay. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get that a little bit more together.
I say, yeah, we're going to take it a little bit easy. We got a couple of things to talk about, but we're going to take it a little bit easy. I know it's a holiday weekend for a lot of folks. We're definitely going to have the go and no, but we're going to push back any interviews for the coming weeks.
Okay. So that's good. So I indulge you guys out there. Listen, pay attention. Take advantage of the situation. The go and no is in full throttle movement right now. Send your music to drtybsmntmp3@aol. Please send us an MP3, not an MP4, not a VMA, not any links to any Spotify, to any iTunes, to any Pandora's, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud. Please label your music so we can read it properly and do justice by you. It is up to you what you send. There is no censorship. Any genre is appreciated. You can be an indie artist or you could be in the industry itself. You could think you're mainstream. It doesn't make a difference. The same call-in number. Help us judge this new music. If you get a no, the only way you can override that no is if you smack Chris Rock on television. No, I'm just joking. But you know, if you get your people to court you and get your music played and call in and say, listen, I don't care what y'all say, that Mr. Raw joint was hot. even if they was like, it's not, we going to play it. So send your music in. We got some things coming up soon enough. Working with a lot of people behind the scenes trying to do some things. Man, we're going to have some fun. We got 8 minutes left. I'm going to play this joint right here by Ox, produced by me. This one's called Learn This. And we'll be right back, and then we're going to get up out of here so that we all can have a beautiful night. Purple Jet got that dinner cooking. I'm waiting. I can't wait. We'll be right back.
Hey, yo, what's bumping up in? Hey, yo, listen, my flipper. We're going to show these niggas what's the last stuff. We're going to show them what's the last stuff all about. You know what I'm saying?
Learn this.
Original Queens bad boy.
All right.
Bad boy.
Yeah.
Bad boy.
Learn this.
Well,
bad man no fight this to this.
Learn this.
We no war and run because this.
Learn this.
We no aim up for nothing and this.
Learn this.
Well, you are turning and I'm this.
Learn this.
Bad man no fight this to this.
Learn this.
We no war and run because this.
Learn this.
Well, we no aim up for nothing and this.
Learn this.
You are turning and I'm this.
You talking greasy about a nigga that say Duke name. Cause if I think it's me, I ain't playing. I'm taking aim. You could front all you want and act all tough. But believe me, you dope. You don't want it with us. So before the drama starts, end it. Act right, cause I'ma have some shit locked in a minute. Causing these Popeye thugs to pop they spinach. Hit the gym and get big. Come on, stop the gimmicks, please. Stop starting like the six ain't rented. You're really a baller. I want your chain and your pendant. Trust me, I bring the pain when I'm in it. And I stay high, so the sky ain't the limit. I couldn't picture getting rich, so I painted the image. It was easy to get started, now I'm aiming to finish. I'm a fucking menace, bringing havoc to these gabbers, rap bastards.
Learn this, bad man no fight this to this.
Learn this,
we no war and run because this.
Bad
learn this, we no hear my for nothing and this.
Learn
it makes sense, you see me, you are turn and I'm this.
Learn this,
bad man no fight this to this.
Learn this,
we no war and run because this.
Learn this,
we no hear my for nothing and this.
Learn
it makes sense, you see me, you are turn and I'm
your
this.
Learn this, we gonna pull out the SLR and
learn,
you know what I mean, and show those bosses to steer far. You done know.
Learn
well,
this.
Yo, me have a shot some bust over today, yo. For real.
Learn this.
Them should have never messed with the last time.
Learn this.
Hey, yo, ask, tell them what I go on.
Learn this.
Yo, you motherfuckers swear you know me. Listen closely, I'ma break it down slowly. Get money, it's what the OGs told me. Only trust your homies, as far as you can throw them. Don't fuck with the phony, it's hard to control them. The streets is real, niggas dream of mills. Scheme for mills, for a chain, niggas a laser beam your grill. But sooner or later, I'ma make it pop. By making my rounds on a block with a pound of raw to chop. It's Ox, the five-star general or last stop. You should salute me, cause if I spit 16, I turn your favorite rapper into a groupie. Ride him out on the sideline like Bull C. Keep your toolie, plus the extra one. Cause if I see you with your family, I'ma stretch your son. I'm telling you now, dog, expect to run. Your life expectancy is done.
Learn this, bad man no fight this to this.
Learn this,
we no war and run because this.
Learn this,
we no fear my for nothing and this.
Learn
it makes sense, you see me, you are turn and I'm this.
Learn this,
bad man no fight this to this.
Learn this,
we no war and run because this.
Learn this,
we no fear my for nothing and this.
Yeah, Ben Buttons, how you like that one? I produced that one back in the day. Oh, man, I'm going to let you hear some of his warming up. He's a solid artist. He gets busy trying to see if I can get him on the show. But we getting
hell
out of here.
Hell, motherfucker. Yeah, bring that man on both the shows, man. I need to see what's going on with that guy.
You like that?
Fucking the social media, like, you know? Like, I hit him up directly, man. Like, what up? You see how I get down?
I like that energy. I like that. That means I did something right. All right, that's what I'm talking about. We getting up out of here because they're telling me to get up out of here, and they're saying get up out of here. It's time to eat. I'm trying to get up out the cluttered corner. You know what I'm saying? Got Purple Dread in the building. You need finish in the kitchen over there, girl?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That lasagna hot and ready. Come on over for dinner.
Ah, that's what I'm talking about. All right? So, y'all, please, man, be safe out there. Man, do what you got to do to protect you and your family and others out there. Do what you got to do to maintain what you got to maintain. And we are going to keep doing the Dirty Basement as long as the dirty basement is available to be done. If you ain't in the dirty basement, you're in the cluttered corner, or you in the cooking up kitchen. And this is Mr. Raw speaking for Dad and DJ Sincere and TT and my man KV and Ben Button. Man, thank you, everybody, just for tuning in. On the way out, we got one more real quick. I'm going to play it again. Magnum speaking, Mr. Raw and the Hook. This was called Feeling You. We out, y'all. Peace and blessings.
You?
Produced by you know who.
I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Keep me out of tent, put me in a bin. Keep my pockets filled with tent.
I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Keep me out of tent, put me in a bin. Keep my pockets filled with tent.
I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Make me scream and shout, yes, without a doubt. If you can turn me out.
I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Make me scream and shout, yes, without a doubt. If you can turn me out.
Got a lot of niggas that are feeling me, but some cats I don't really find appealing to me. Got them like a crack team, but they face in between. Number one fatty girl comes without my curls, but they face in my oyster and suck the pearl. Hunts the one to come right on they tongue until they gums are numb. Don't that sound like fun? You won't care once you dare, you won't come up for air. So consider it a need to go and shave off the hairs. I keep them waiting before penetration, blood racing. My box is amazing, causes temptation. Clean in between with no burning sensation. Hips move like a vega groove in rotation. Yes, yes, yes. I have a nigga sweat. Got him out of breath.
I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Keep me out of tent, put me in a bin. Keep my pockets filled with tent.
I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Keep me out of tent, put me in a bin. Keep my pockets filled with tent.
I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Make me scream and shout, yes, without a doubt, if you can turn me out.
I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Make me scream and shout, yes, without a doubt, if you can turn me out.
Oh my, what should I do? Thinking, which two should I choose? Toby, love the way he hold me. By the fireplace and we getting all cozy. Then there's Dustin, damn I lust him. Top 10 on the list when it come to fucking. Generous dude, but I don't trust him, cause he got a lot of chicks that would love to suck him. Steve's really into me, but he barely give a bitch any room to breathe. Then I got Danny down in Miami. He's the kind of guy you could bring to your family. Plus, he's down to earth and he loves to work, loves to put me first. About Sean, he's a dumb one. Don't mess with your sister, your cousin, and your mom.
I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Keep me out of tent, put me in a bin. Keep my pockets filled with tent.
I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Keep me out of tent, put me in a bin. Keep my pockets filled with tent.
I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Make me scream and shout, yes, without a doubt, if you can turn me out.
I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Make me scream and shout, yes, without a doubt, if you can turn me out.
Here she goes again, baby.
Dirty, 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 dirty,
dirty, dirty,
show, show.
You.
Dirty.
B-S-E.
Show.
You.
Another successful show.